Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Therese. Thank you for praying with me and my prayer partner, Glenda. Heavenly Father, we lift up our dear sister in Christ, Deanna, our teammate, friend, and fellow prayer warrior, whose husband has received a frightening diagnosis. Lord, you know the depth of her heart and the weight of her concern. Wrap them both in your mercy and let your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Jesus, divine physician, we ask for your healing hand to rest upon her husband. Guide the doctors and nurses, strengthen his body and renew his spirit. If it be your will, Lord, bring about full healing. And if healing must come through the cross, then give them both the courage to carry it with you. We ask the intercession of Saint Peregrine, patron of those with cancer. Saint Peregrine, pray for Deanna's beloved husband. Stand beside him in his suffering and bring his needs before the throne of God. We ask the prayers of Saint Joseph, faithful spouse and protector of families. Saint Joseph, pray for this marriage. Strengthen their bond and steady their hearts as they walk through uncertainty together. And we call upon our Blessed Mother. Mary, Mother of Sorrows, wrap Deanna in your mantle. Intercede for her with a mother's tenderness. Comfort her in her tears and guide her through the coming days. Lord, you promise in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." May this promise be their anchor. Grant them rest when they are weary, faith when fear creeps in, and hope that endures all things. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. From Marion. We lost our 13-year-old granddaughter 9 months ago in a car wreck. Our family has been beyond devastated. We can't seem to even be able to accept it at times, that this can't be true. She's still here. I have prayed and prayed and prayed for God to do something to give us some peace. We're like zombies, not knowing which way to turn. I don't post things much, but I'm reaching out for some true prayer warriors. When it first happened, I was so mad at God for allowing this to happen. I would tell others to keep looking to God, for He is the only one who can help our hearts. I'm at a point now, I don't even believe it myself. We desperately need your prayers. Thank you, the family of Deanna. Merciful Father, we lift up to you Marion and her family, whose hearts are shattered by the loss of their beloved Deanna. Lord, you see their pain, the aching disbelief, the numb confusion, the sorrow that doesn't let go. You know what it's like to lose a child, and you are close to the brokenhearted. Deanna's absence is heavy, and their world feels wrong without her laughter and presence. In their exhaustion and anger, in the moments where hope flickers low, we ask you to gently hold them. Meet them in the questions they don't know how to ask, in the prayers they no longer have the strength to say. Pour out peace that doesn't make sense, peace that comes from your spirit and not from answers. Remind them again and again that you are still near, even in their silence, even in their sorrow. Surround them with people who will carry them when they cannot walk on their own. And Lord, for Deanna, we place her in your eternal arms. Let her light shine on in the hearts she touched. Let her memory be a blessing, and her soul rest in your perfect love. In the name of Jesus, our resurrection and our life. Amen.
This is from Greta. Dear friends, pray for an elderly lady who needs bowel surgery. The doctor says she is too old and will die of this cancer. Even in her gray years, the Lord is the same. Pray for a miracle. Heavenly Father, we lift up to you this dear elderly woman who faces a dire diagnosis. Her doctors have spoken final words, but we believe that you have the final say. You are the God of miracles, of compassion, and of everlasting love, unchanging, even in our gray years. Lord, we ask boldly for healing. Stretch out your hand and touch what human hands cannot fix. Bring relief, restore strength, and confound the expectations of medicine if it is your will. If her healing will come through peace instead of cure, then we ask for that too. Let her feel your nearness, unafraid, and surrounded by your presence. Give Greta and all who love her courage, hope, and grace in every step ahead. We trust you, Lord, now and always. Amen.
This intention is from Aisha. Lately, I've been feeling completely overwhelmed. I'm exhausted, scared, and the dark thoughts are getting louder. I don't know what to do anymore. If anyone is out there, anyone willing to offer prayer, a little support, please do. I'm really struggling. I feel like I'm at my breaking point. Loving God, we come here before you for Aisha, who is overwhelmed and barely holding on. Her heart is weary, her thoughts heavy, and the darkness feels too loud. But you, Lord, are not far from those who are crushed in spirit. You draw near when we cry out, even if the cry is just a whisper. Please wrap Aisha in your light. Speak peace into her panic, comfort into her chaos, and truth into the lies that try to undo her. Help her know she is not alone. You see her, you love her, and you are still holding her, even now. Surround her with voices of hope, real people who care, and signs of life when all she feels is loss. Lead her gently back to steady ground. Jesus, be her refuge. Be her rescue. Amen.
This request is from Anonymous. Please pray for me. I need a job. Heavenly Provider, you know the needs of this heart, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. We ask you now to open a door for meaningful work where gifts can be used and dignity restored. Your word says, "The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land." Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11. Lord, guide this path. Let opportunities arise that bring stability, peace, and a renewed sense of purpose. Where there is discouragement, speak courage. Where there is fear, speak trust. As you promised in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope." We ask you to bring that future into view. Fill this waiting time with hope, not despair, with assurance, not anxiety. Provide, Lord, and let this season of uncertainty become a testimony of your faithful love. In Jesus' name, amen.
This request comes from Amber. My husband Hunter and I are asking that you please pray over our adoption process, that we are placed with the baby God has chosen for us this month, June 2025, and that we get to bring that baby home. Please pray for the birth family and over the baby and the baby's health, Amber and Hunter. Gracious Father, we lift up Amber and Hunter to you as they wait with open arms and hearts for the child you have already chosen for them. You are the author of family, and we believe that you are working behind the scenes in ways they cannot yet see. Lord, let this be the month. Align every step, every signature, every moment in your perfect timing. Prepare their hearts to receive the baby you have created with love and intention. For this child we have prayed, and the Lord has granted us the desire of our hearts. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 27. We pray over the birth family. Wrap them in your mercy and peace as they make one of the hardest decisions imaginable. Bless them for their courage and cover their hearts with grace. And Lord, we pray over the baby. Protect this little life. Let them be healthy, strong, and filled with the gift of love from the very beginning. May their journey into Amber and Hunter's arms be blessed and covered by your hand. Let this family be built by your will and sealed in your love. Amen.
From Anonymous. Please pray for me. I relapsed yesterday and I'm feeling extremely depressed. Merciful Father, we bring before you a wounded heart, heavy with regret, aching with shame, and overwhelmed with sorrow after relapse. But Lord, you do not cast away the broken. You welcome the prodigal. You run to meet us even when we feel unworthy to lift our heads. Right now, this child of yours is hurting. Please speak truth over the lies of depression. Silence the voice of condemnation and remind them, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. Psalms 34, verse 18. Help them see that relapse is not the end. It's a stumble, not a sentence. Your mercy is new this very morning. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 23. You haven't let go, and you never will. Surround them with support, strength, and reminders of your grace. Lift their head, Lord, and restore hope where despair is trying to take root. You are not finished with them. You never were. In Jesus' name, amen.
This intention comes from Brenda. Please pray for my daughter, Alyssa, who was diagnosed with melanoma in March when she was 7 months pregnant. She had surgery in March and had an 8-inch by 1.5-inch piece of skin removed from her left arm. She gave birth on May 17th to a perfect little boy. This coming Monday, June 16th, she will have lymph node surgery to determine if the melanoma spread or if they got it all. I ask you all to please pray that Alyssa will be 100% in the clear. Thank you all and God bless. Heavenly Father, with grateful hearts, we thank you for the gift of Alyssa's beautiful baby boy, born safely and full of promise. Now, Lord, we come to you again, this time with a mother's healing in mind. You see every cell, every detail, and every worry that Alyssa carries. As she prepares for surgery on June 16th, we ask for your mighty hand to guide every doctor, nurse, and moment of care. May the results be clear. No spread, no shadow, no fear, only healing and hope. You are the God who sees and saves. Your word tells us, I am the Lord who heals you. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. And he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. Psalm 91, verse 4. Let Alyssa feel your covering now, like peace settling over her body and spirit. Give strength to Brenda and the entire family as they wait and pray. Let them feel carried by the prayers of many and held in the hands of a faithful God. We ask boldly, Lord, let Alyssa be 100% in the clear. Amen.
This is from Allie. My household is really struggling and I'm starting to lose faith. Lord God, you see Allie's home, the strain, the silence, the weight pressing down. You know how hard it's been and how close she is to losing faith. But even now, even in the middle of the storm, you are there. We ask you to pour your peace into every room of her home, heal what is broken, provide what is lacking, restore what feels beyond repair. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Psalms chapter 46, verse 1. Be that help for Allie now. When faith feels small, remind her that even a mustard seed is enough. When strength feels gone, remind her that your strength is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Lift the burdens from her shoulder. Surround her with love, wisdom, and the right people to walk beside her. Breathe hope back into her days and light into her nights. Hold this household together, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
this request comes from Harry. I would like to ask for prayer for myself because I'm really being attacked very hard by the devil right now, and I sure would appreciate all the prayers of God's people. Almighty God, we lift up your servant Harry, who is under fierce spiritual attack. He feels the weight of the enemy pressing in, but we declare that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. You, Lord, are his defender, his refuge, and his strength. Wrap Harry in the armor of God, truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and the word of the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 17. Remind him that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Silence every lie of the enemy. Protect Harry's heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Strengthen him with courage and endurance to stand firm, even when the battle feels relentless. Surround him with prayer warriors who will lift him up until he can stand again in victory. Lord, shine light in the darkness and fill Harry with the peace that only you can give. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
From Angela, asking for urgent prayers, pray for Michael, who is critical in the hospital at the moment, only 17. Please God, he will be restored to full health in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, we come to you with urgency and trembling hearts. Michael is just 17 and he is fighting for his life. You are the God who heals, who raises up the weak, who speaks life into the valley of dry bones. We ask boldly, restore Michael to full health. You said, call to me and I will answer you. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. And so we call now. Surround him in that hospital room with angels of mercy. Guide every doctor, every breath, every beat. Let healing flow through his body. Let him rise. We pray for strength and hope for Angela and all who love him. In their fear, be their peace. In their waiting, be their comfort. Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. And we trust in your power and goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.